Isabel Bishop is just another student at the University of Technology Sydney, except that instead of returning to uni in the next week or so, she'll be competing in water polo at the Rio Olympics. I caught up with her a few weeks ago from Hungary, where the team went for the last game before the Olympics and for some team training as well.
It's a really good vibe. I think we only have one more official game until the Olympics, so that's kind of exciting. We'll go to Montenegro on Sunday, and then that's like our last week before we head off to Rio. So it's all kind of getting to the crunchy time, I guess, and everyone's really trying to just perfect those little last minute things.
Tell me about training. What are you guys doing to get to the top of your game before Rio?
Well, at the moment, there's always, with our sport, there's always a lot of fitness involved. So we're doing fitness and gameplay. This cycle, because of the way the lead up's gone and there's been quite a few European teams in there, we've been able to play matches against the other countries. So that's been really good. It's always interesting because people are trying not to show their hands too much on what they're going to offer. But at the same token, you don't want to show any weakness. So you need to bring the best of what you've got.
Something that I think is really interesting about water polo is this idea that there's a lot happening below the surface that people can't see. Is that something that is running through your mind as well?
No. I mean, that to me has always just been a part of the game. Like, it's not anything that worries me. It's just what happens, happens. And what happens in the water stays in the water. It's not really too big an issue. But it is always good at the Olympics because they have underwater cameras. I guess the public can see what's actually going on.
All right, because that must tell a different story.
Yeah, but there's definitely no underwater refereeing or anything. So what you can't see goes, I guess.
Tell me a bit about your journey with water polo. When did you decide that this was a sport you wanted to pursue?
When I was about 16, I was rowing and playing water polo in Adelaide, which is where I'm from. And I had to make a decision on which one I wanted to do. And I was rowing with school. So, you know, it's only a school sport, but in all schools, they take it quite seriously. So I was training, I don't know, 5 times a week for that. And I was training 5-6 times a week for water polo. And then I just really decided that I loved water polo so much more because it was so tactical, yet you were so, it was like a sisterhood with your team. Like, you really develop a bond and you train so hard and put in all the hard work. And while you're always trying to beat your opponent individually, there's always the broader like team aspect of it, which I think is so important. I think having water polo outside of school and outside of any other part of my personal life has created such a balance in my life, but also helped me learn so many personal skills and so many social skills that there's no way I would have had the experiences now that if I hadn't have played. So I think I kind of could see that happening from 16 and from to be able to see that, I was just like, I need to be involved. I need to keep doing this.
That's so interesting. I mean, when I think of Olympic people and Olympic teams, balanced is not the word that I would think to describe, because I imagine that you're spending so much time on training and on worrying about your fitness and health that it would be hard to keep that balance.
Oh yeah, it is so hard. But I think it's a different road. So when you first start, having sport really balances out other parts of your life, because you're not, you know, when you're younger, it's not a big priority. And obviously now it is my sole priority. So then balancing things outside of that becomes the hard part. So I think for me particularly, I would say like having other things to keep your head in perspective is one of the biggest, it's probably one of the most important things to me, having that life balance so that I can keep things in perspective and you don't kind of like dwell on the small stuff. I think if with sport, you in professional competitive sport, you can get so involved and do nothing else that it's really hard to not take a step back and realize what your goals are and the process goals to achieve that final outcome goal.
So you're new to the Olympic team, but the female Olympic water polo team has done so well in the past. There's gold in that history. Is that daunting for you?
It's not daunting. It's so exciting. It's such a challenge. I've had one of my coaches in Sydney was an Olympian from the 2000 team. So she's a gold medal Olympian. And we also had another coach that's a bronze medal winner from 2012. And it's not daunting. It's a challenge. And it's like just the biggest like goal there is, like that's what we all aim for, and it's just exciting. And if to have that history and to have the availability to be able to talk to them and find out their side of it and find out what drove them and what their motivation and tips are, I guess, for you in like how to perform your best and how to get the best out of the team is actually just a blessing, I feel.
Tell me about what it takes to be a good water polo player. What do you have that makes you good at this sport that might not apply to another sport or to another field anywhere, really?
I think water polo is interesting. It's a combination of, I guess, swimming, wrestling, strength, tactics, all while maintaining like this facade of everything's perfect on top of the water. So I think it's quite a multidimensional sport, which I think is really good, and it always keeps you on your toes, and it means there's so many different aspects that anyone could bring to the game. And so it means that really anyone can play, because you can be any shape, any size. And for me, I'm really lucky that I'm left-handed, so that's a massive advantage in itself, because it means I've got a strong goal shooting opportunity from the my side of the pool, which right-handers don't have, and I'm the only field player that's a left-hander in our team.
So when you talk about that tactical mind game you have to play, is that what the other team's looking at? Oh, they've got a left-hand player. We have to be wary of that. Or, you know, what are the questions that you're asking when you're trying to have that tactical edge on your opposition?
Yeah, you definitely scope out who team's best players are and what moves they like to play a lot. And you try and work out how they react when they're stressed and what their go-to moves are and what they're best at, really, so that you can break them down. And I'm sure 100% that's what they do to our team. You pick out what our best assets are and you try and exploit the weaknesses and nullify the assets.
So I'm imagining you and the team kind of sitting around a TV and watching hours of footage of the other teams. Is that what happens?
Yeah, to some degree. Yeah, for sure, for some degree. There's always, first and foremost, most of our time is spent in the pool, but we do a lot of work outside of the pool as well.
Okay, so tell me what you're most excited about for Rio. I mean, obviously you're excited about being in the pool, but was there any sort of fantasies you had or these things you're imagining about what the being in the Olympics would deliver that you're really excited about?
Like a little trivial one is that everyone always talks about food hall. So being a water polo player, that's like one of our most exciting times is meal time. No, I think it would be so great to be with all the best athletes in the world. Like, you think about being at the pinnacle of your sport, but you're also around people that are in the pinnacle of their sport too. And there's so many athletes that it's kind of interesting to watch them and be able to be so close to them and see what makes them special, you know? I always get goosebumps like talking about it. I've probably got goosebumps right now. It's just so exciting and it's so new to me that while it's a massive achievement and it's a massive thing, it's just the work is not even done. Like, the work is just starting right now.
Isabel Bishop, Australian water polo player, off to the Rio Olympics.